Right, okay. So let's begin. So we'll start with part one. In this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. So let's talk about what you do. Do you work or are you a student?
I'm work until 2011. I have worked as a elementary school teacher.
What did you enjoy most about your work?
I'm sorry. I the children's smile. I want to make children smile because they I'm sorry well they want to know what they don't know. So and when they get new knowledge, they get joy
Okay.
and smile. Yeah.
Do you think you will continue to do this job in the future?
No, I don't think so. I want to develop myself to the two children in the development countries. So
Why?
because there is in development countries, there is a very poverty, and they can't get education. They could not take education. So I want to make them smile with education.
Okay. Right, let's talk about eating at home or in a restaurant. How often do people in Japan eat out in restaurants?
I in personal, I go to the restaurant so very often because it is convenient. So I go to restaurant maybe once per week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you prefer eating at home or in a restaurant?
I like to eat outside, but
Why?
it is very convenient. I don't need to prepare the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the disadvantages of eating in a restaurant?
Disadvantage. Sometimes it is very spicy, so we can't control the taste. It is disadvantage, I think.
Okay. Right, let's talk about visiting relatives.
Narratives.
How often do you visit your relatives?
What is relative?
For example, grandparents or cousins.
Okay.
So, how often do you visit your relatives?
I live with my family and my mother and the father and my husband and children's. So every day.
Okay. When was the last time you visited other relatives?
I think maybe 2 years ago, because it is a big, horrible incident, coronavirus. So we have not go, we have not gone to relative to visit relatives.
Okay. Which do you think are more important, your relatives or your friends?
It is a very difficult question. Friend. Friend, friends, yes.
Why?
Friends? Sorry, I need the time to think about that. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's move on to part two.
Sorry.
Okay, so part two, I'm going to give you a topic. I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay.
Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes, okay?
Okay.
So I'll put your topic up on the screen. So I'd like you to describe a program or app that you like using on your computer or phone. Okay, so you have 1 minute to prepare.
Okay.
All right, so remember you have 1 to 2 minutes for this, so don't worry if I stop you. I'll tell you when the time is up. So can you start speaking now, please?
I like to use my phone because it is very easy to use. We can use, it is portable and we can use anywhere. I often use a study app and for IELTS and music app. I am using that in the train and when riding on the bicycle. And I hear the English and English song. And I found it at internet surfing, and anyone write on their blogs, it is very good Apple, so I install that and I use it.
Okay, right, thank you. Do your friends also use these apps?
I don't think so. I use IELTS app, so my friend don't need to study IELTS, so they don't use that.
Okay, right, let's move on to part three.
Okay.
So we've been talking about a couple of apps that you like using, and I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions regarding this. So let's consider, first of all, computer programs and apps.
Okay.
In Japan, which apps are most popular?
And the music subscribe app. It is like Apple Music. It is very famous for the people who likes music.
And what about the people who don't like music? What kind of apps do they use?
Cookpad. Cookpad teaches how to make cook.
Okay. So are there a lot of people in Japan who don't know how to cook?
It's cookpad represent a new recipe.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that young people and older people use the same kind of apps or different ones?
Different. I think different ones. Because the young and older people prefer young people and older people don't like same things.
For example,
like music. My mother doesn't know Apple Music. You said she don't have to listen music.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about young people and apps. So let's think about elementary school children.
Yes.
Do you think parents should limit the time children spend using apps on their mobile phones?
Yes, I think so. Because children tend to play smartphone games so long time. If they don't stop use it, they continue to playing something. So their parents need to prevent from using smartphone.
Why is that bad?
It is not good for eyes, brains. So it is not good to use long time.
Okay. Do you think there are some apps which are useful for education?
Education. Programming app. is very useful for children.
Why?
Recently in Japan, it is very essential to think about logical. Logical thinking calls programming thinking. So
Okay.
it is very essential to study programming.
Okay. Right. Okay, we'll stop the test there. Okay.